My name is Michael Klena, and this is the story of how I married my spouse twice. I grew up Roman Catholic, and I was heavily dipped into it. And I remember the priest telling us that the sacrament of marriage is done by the participants. It's self-administered. So if you say you're married, you are. And there was a strong warning against it when he was telling us this, because I guess he didn't want kids to get too hot and heavy because we were in catechism or whatever. But I filed that away in my head. And I knew I wasn't going to get that kind of marriage because I was gay. And I was the eighth of nine kids, so by the time I left high school, three of my sisters and my brother got married and one of my cousins. And I noticed all the social capital and gifts and party and everything that was thrown for those people. And it was hard not to notice because I was bitter because I wasn't ever going to get any of that being gay. And it made me mad. So I met my spouse in 1991 in a popular 12-step recovery group that's right around my house. And he lived in Fells Point right back there, just like somebody else had a... Yeah, we started hanging around, and all through 2021, we became really good friends. Just seeing movies and eating meals and, just whatever people do. And then it seemed like we were becoming a couple, and we told one another everything about one another, like our families, our upbringings, what we like to do for hobbies. We really made friends and became like a couple by the middle of that year. It was 2021. Or no, not... it was 19... now I'm confused. 1991. Yes, it was 1991. I was 20 years old and he was 39. And, so we were May, December. And we were living like a couple by the middle of that year or the end of that year. And then he got sick, really, really sick, where he needed home health care and intravenous feeding. And that happened in February of 1992. And, among the things that he told me when we were talking and making friends was that he had HIV. And, people who had HIV back then didn't really live very long. So when he was on the mend in February, I was like, we'll be married now. I'm going to spend the next 30 or 40 years with you. And he didn't believe me. And I said, well, just wait and see. And the whole talk about 30 to 40 years was hope. And then he was, like, sick often, but we moved in together later that summer. We moved to Medfield, and life went on. And in 1995, he had a giant heart attack and at work, which was a really surprise zinger. But he always had, like, terrible stuff, and he always came back from it, and it was, like, no problem. In fact, he had four more heart attacks after that. And on one of them, we were driving to St. Joseph's Hospital, and he was hungry, so he needed to ask me to stop at Roland Park Bakery and Deli to get... two cheeseburger subs. So we sat in the parking lot of Roland Park Bakery and Deli eating cheeseburger subs on the way to the hospital for his heart attack. But we were very, very accustomed to, like, emergency rooms and hospital stays and hospital visits. And I'm not saying he was sick all the time, but he was sick often. And we were used to it, and it was just our life. And then in 2006, he got, like, one that took him out of his career. It was something called PML, which gave him symptoms of cerebral palsy, and a neurologist told him that he had 6 months to live. But he pulled it out again, but his FedEx retired him because he was too expensive to keep on the books. And then he got on my insurance, which I worked for the state of Maryland at the University of Maryland, Baltimore. And so he was on my insurance, and then somebody referenced it earlier, but the gay marriage referendum passed. And so I got a letter from my employer saying, you must get married by December 31st of 2013 or lose thousands and thousands of dollars worth of benefits. That's not exactly what the letter said, but it was, it said lose these benefits or get married. So, there was only one choice because we're not rich people and he has terrible health problems. So we did. We got married on September 5th of 2013 and... we got married at the courthouse in Baltimore, and it was really great because there was like a little office garbage can in there, and we were under some like really cheap flowers that were on a... it was just like a really unique experience. And the vows were really generic. They were like, to cherish and to in richer and poorer and sickness and health, which we had already been doing that. And so anyway... That was in 2013, and then life went on again, And, you know, it went on, right? We did all the vows, including Until Death Do Us Part, which happened in December of 2011, or 2021, this past December. He had lung cancer, and he was getting, chemotherapy and radiation, which caused him to have major organ failure. And then it was 5 days in the emergency room, and then 6 days in the ICU, and 4 days in hospice. And I was there, and he died by my side, and I love him very much. And so I married him twice, and if I could marry him a third time, I would do it. But that's not possible now. So thanks a lot for listening to my story.